Welcome to Laugh and Learn Pathology Edition. I'm Dr. Isabella Morgan, and today we're diving deep into the chaotic world of blood clotting. You know, it's a bit like a surprise party. Sometimes the guests just don't know when to leave.
Right on. And speaking of surprise parties, have you ever noticed how clots can show up in the most unexpected places? Like, you're just chilling on the couch and bam, there's a clot in your leg. It's like a party crasher that nobody invited.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. I mean, who knew your body could throw such wild parties? I'd say it's more like a rave gone wrong. Everyone's dancing too hard, and suddenly someone's on the floor.
Exactly, and that's where Virchow's triad comes in. It's like the bouncer at the door making sure everything's in check. But when things go awry, well, let's just say the party can get out of hand.
So true. But before we get too deep into the science, I've got a quick icebreaker for you both. If blood clots were celebrities, who would they be?
Oh, I've got this. They'd definitely be the Kardashians, always in the spotlight, and when they show up, it's a big deal.
Ha, that's spot on. I'd say they're more like the surprise guests at a wedding. Everyone's excited until they realize they might be causing some serious drama.
And that, my friends, is a highlight reel for your body. So let's get into the nitty-gritty of what's really going wrong with these clots.
All right, let's dive into what's really going wrong when it comes to blood clots. We've got Virchow's triad, which consists of three main components: stasis, vessel wall injury, and hypercoagulability. Think of it as a trio of troublemakers that team up to throw a wild party in your bloodstream.
Fair point. So, stasis is like when the dance floor gets too crowded. Everyone's just standing around, not moving. That's when blood flow slows down and clots can start forming. It's like a traffic jam, but instead of cars, it's blood cells piling up.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. And then we've got vessel wall injury. Imagine someone accidentally knocking over the punch bowl at that party. Suddenly, there's a mess. When the vessel walls get damaged, it creates a perfect spot for clots to form.
Exactly. And hypercoagulability is like the overly enthusiastic party guest who just can't stop dancing. It's when your blood is more prone to clotting, often due to factors like genetic conditions or certain medications. So all three components work together to create this perfect storm for thrombosis.
Right on. So if you think about it, it's not just one thing that causes clots. It's a combination of factors. It's like a recipe for disaster. And the kitchen is your circulatory system.
And just when you think it can't get crazier, there's always that one person who brings the weird snacks. Like, who invited the cheese puffs to this party? That's the unpredictable nature of our bodies.
So true. Each of these components can be influenced by lifestyle choices, medical conditions, or even genetics. It's a reminder that our bodies are complex, and understanding these mechanisms is key to preventing complications.
And that, my friends, is a highlight reel for your body. So let's keep the momentum going and explore how the body reacts to all this chaos.
So, how does the body react when a clot starts to form? It's a bit like a well-orchestrated play where every actor knows their role. The body's response is all about balance between hemostasis, which is the process of stopping bleeding, and thrombosis, where clots can become problematic.
Right on. Imagine it's like a football game. When there's a foul, the referee steps in to stop the play. That's hemostasis. Your body's way of preventing excessive bleeding. But if the referee keeps blowing the whistle, the game never gets to the fun part.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. It's all about timing. The body needs to form clots when there's an injury, but if it gets too carried away, it's like letting the players run wild without any rules.
Exactly. When a clot forms, the body releases signals that attract platelets and clotting factors. They come together like a team, creating a plug to seal the injury. But if the signals are too strong or persistent, that's when we run into trouble. Clots can form in places they shouldn't, like veins or arteries.
So true. It's like a party that just won't end. The bouncers our platelets keep letting more guests in, and suddenly the dance floor is overcrowded. That's when we see issues like deep vein thrombosis or even strokes.
And let's not forget, sometimes the body's response can be influenced by external factors, like medications or lifestyle choices. It's like having a wild card in the game that can change the outcome.
Absolutely. Understanding this balance is crucial for preventing complications. It's a reminder that our bodies are constantly working to maintain equilibrium, even when things get chaotic.
And that, my friends, is a highlight reel for your body. Now let's dig into some clinical clues and confusions around thrombotic events.
Next up, let's talk about the clinical clues and confusions surrounding thrombotic events. It's crucial to recognize the signs early, as they can vary widely depending on where the clot is. For instance, if someone has a clot in their leg, they might notice swelling or pain, like a bad cramp that just won't go away. But here's the kicker. Not everyone experiences the same symptoms.
No kidding. It's like a game of medical charades. You might think you've got it figured out, but then someone shows up with totally different signs. For example, a clot in the lungs can lead to shortness of breath or chest pain, which can easily be mistaken for a heart issue. It's like mistaking a quarterback for a linebacker.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. And let's not forget about the confusion around deep vein thrombosis, DVT. Some folks might just brush off leg pain as I've been sitting too long, but that could lead to serious complications if it's a clot. It's like ignoring a fire alarm because you think it's just a drill.
Spot on. And then there's the issue of misconceptions. Many people think that only older adults or those with certain risk factors get clots, but that's not true. Young, healthy individuals can also be at risk, especially after long flights or surgeries. It's a reminder that we need to be vigilant, regardless of age or health status.
Right on. And if someone experiences sudden swelling, redness, or warmth in their leg, they should definitely seek medical attention. It's like calling a timeout when you see a player down on the field. You don't wait to see if they'll get back up.
Exactly. The takeaway here is that recognizing these signs can save lives. It's all about being proactive and not waiting for the game to get out of hand.
So true. All right, let's move on to how we actually find out what's going on with these clots. So how do we actually find out if someone has a blood clot? It's a bit like detective work, piecing together clues. First up, we have imaging techniques like ultrasound, which is often the go-to method for diagnosing deep vein thrombosis. It's non-invasive and can give us a clear picture of what's going on in those veins.
Spot on. It's like using a high-tech camera to catch the action on the field. But if we're looking for clots in the lungs, we might turn to a CT pulmonary angiography. That's like getting a full play-by-play of the game, showing us exactly where the clots are hiding.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. And let's not forget about blood tests. D-dimer levels can help us rule out the presence of clots. If those levels are elevated, it's like waving a red flag. Time to investigate further.
Exactly. But here's the kicker. While D-dimer tests are helpful, they can sometimes give false positives. It's like a referee calling a foul when it's actually just a player tripping over their own feet.
Right on. And then we have the clinical history and physical exam. Sometimes a good old-fashioned checkup can reveal a lot. If a patient comes in with swelling and pain in one leg, that's a big clue. It's like spotting the star player on the field. Hard to miss.
And don't forget the importance of patient history. If someone recently had surgery or a long flight, that's a major risk factor. It's like knowing the team's stats before the game helps us predict the outcome.
So true. The combination of imaging, blood tests, and clinical assessment gives us a comprehensive view of the situation. It's all about connecting the dots to make an accurate diagnosis.
And that, my friends, is a highlight reel for your body. Now, let's get ready to explore some of the weirdest cases of thrombosis out there.
All right, let's get weird. There are some truly bizarre cases of thrombosis out there that'll make you raise an eyebrow. For instance, did you know there's something called thrombotic thrombocytopenic purpura? It's a mouthful, but it's a rare condition where small blood clots form throughout the body, leading to a shortage of platelets. It's like your body's throwing a party, but forgot to invite the right guests.
Right on. And speaking of wild parties, there's also a condition known as May-Thurner syndrome. It's when the right iliac artery compresses the left iliac vein, leading to clots. It's like a bouncer at a club who's blocking the exit. Nobody's getting out without a fight.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. And then there's the infamous traveling thrombosis. You know, when someone gets a clot after a long flight, it's like the blood saying, I'm not staying here, I'm off to Paris. But instead, it ends up causing a major headache.
Exactly. It's a reminder that we need to keep moving, especially during long trips. Compression stockings can help, but let's be honest, they're not winning any fashion awards.
No kidding. And how about those rare cases where clots form in unusual places, like in the brain or even the heart, leading to strokes or heart attacks? It's like the body's version of a surprise twist ending. Nobody saw it coming.
And here's a fun fact. Did you know that some people can have clots without even realizing it? They might not show any symptoms until it's too late. It's like a hidden talent, great until it becomes a problem.
So true. It's all about being aware of the signs and understanding that thrombosis can manifest in unexpected ways. Keeping an eye out for those unusual symptoms can make all the difference.
And that, my friends, is a highlight reel for your body. Now let's wrap up with our favorite takeaways from today's episode.
So let's wrap up with our favorite takeaways from today's episode. I've got to say, one of my top moments was when we discussed Virchow's triad. It's such a powerful framework for understanding how clots form. It's like having a detective's toolkit for thrombosis.
Right on. For me, it was the analogy of blood flow being like a crowded dance floor. When things get too packed, that's when trouble starts. It's a fun way to visualize stasis and how it leads to clots. Plus, I'll never look at a dance party the same way again.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. I loved the weird cases we explored. Who knew that traveling thrombosis could be such a wild ride? It's a reminder to keep moving during long flights. Don't let your blood take a vacation without you.
Exactly. And let's not forget the importance of recognizing symptoms early. Whether it's swelling in the leg or sudden chest pain, being aware can save lives. It's like being the coach who spots the signs of a player going down before it's too late.
And that, my friends, is a highlight reel for your body. Remember, staying informed about blood clots can help you stay healthy and active.
So true. It's all about being proactive and knowing when to call in the medical team. After all, nobody wants a surprise injury in the middle of the game.
Well said. All right, let's move on to our final segment where we'll summarize everything we've learned today.